The whole point of this miracle is to give us evidence to show that Jesus is the Son of God. And if we believe in him, we'll live with him forever in heaven. That's what it means, having life in his name. So, I need lots of volunteers for this. So, we'll just go from left to right. Right, Rebecca, we'll start with you. So, stand on the wooden beam. So, John wants us to hold that as well. Okay, read the Bible. That's what John wants. Read the Bible. Grace, come up. He wants us to believe in Jesus. And Luca, come on. Go to where? Heaven. So, this is the whole point of John's gospel. He goes, read the Bible, believe in Jesus, go to heaven. That's his main point. That's what he wants from us. Just stay there for a moment. And then later on it tells us in the story that when the disciples see this miracle, they believe. So we want to follow the disciples, see the miracle by reading the Bible, believe in Jesus, go to heaven. That's the whole point. Right, okay. You can, if I take them back, read the Bible, believe in Jesus, go to heaven. That's the synopsis of the talk. The second point is that we should look forward to living with Jesus in heaven because it's going to be great. It's going to be not only great, it's going to be perfect. We can see that because Jesus gave us an example with the wine. The wine, it wasn't bad wine. It wasn't rubbish wine. It wasn't bad wine. It wasn't okay wine. It wasn't okay wine. It wasn't even good wine. It was amazing wine, the very best wine. It was absolutely amazing. And in heaven, we'll have our needs met and much, much more. It will be amazing. We should really look forward to that. We should be encouraged as Christians that when we go to heaven, it will be amazing. And when life doesn't quite go to plan, maybe you're at a party and you're disappointed, or maybe life is a bit disappointing, because it can be, we need to trust in the evidence of the miracles of the Bible that prove that Jesus is God's Son. And if we trust in him, we go to heaven, which is perfect. Now, isn't that something worth partying about? Thank you.
Wow. I never thought I'd see the day when someone explains the Bible using emojis. We're going to have our prayer time. So I'm going to ask